makes calls. By 2005, iPod sales were skyrocketing. An astonishing 20 million were sold that year, quadruple the number of the year before. The product was becoming more important to the company's bottom line, accounting for 45% of the revenue that year, and it was also burnishing the hipness of the company's image in a way that drove sales of Macs. That is why Jobs was worried. He was always obsessing about what could mess us up, board member Art Levinson recalled. The conclusion he had come to, the device that can eat our lunch is the cell phone. As he explained to the board, the digital camera market was being decimated now that phones were equipped with cameras. The same could happen to the iPod if phone manufacturers started to build music players into them. Everyone carries a phone, so that could render the iPod unnecessary. His first strategy was to do something that he had admitted in front of Bill Gates was not in his DNA, to partner with another company. He began talking to Ed Zander, the new CEO of Motorola, about making a companion to Motorola's popular Razr, which was a cell phone and digital camera that would have an iPod built in. Thus was born the Rocker.